You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, I am Julie Merica, the host of the Daily Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Each bite-sized episode is less than 10 minutes long, so you can pair it with a good habit if you want, like flossing or making your damn bed, or you can just tune in whenever it feels right and you need a little jump start. We are all consuming a ton of content every single day, so why not start your mornings off with something a little more optimistic, realistic, and approachable? I am sure to include a lot of actionable tips and tricks to make starting your day and life in general just a bit easier and more enjoyable. The goal is to help you get out of bed so you can start making it. So check out Make Your Damn Bed podcast today wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives. For years, apple growers have relied upon the process of grafting to ensure that the best quality apples keep coming back season after season. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Bill McKentley is the owner of St. Lawrence Nurseries in New York. We're listening to the sounds of him grafting apple trees. He's cutting a branch off of one apple tree and carefully joining it to the detached root, the root stock of another apple tree. By doing this, McKentley can, in effect, clone the apples that once grew on the tree the branch came from.
If we want a Macintosh apple, we go out and we cut these little sticks that you hear me cutting right now, and we store them over the winter. We cut them from the branches of a Macintosh tree, or if it were a Yellow Delicious or a Granny Smith, we would go to the appropriate trees and cut that wood and store it. And the whole process is to make more trees of that same variety.
McKentley makes a cut on the outside of the root stock, exposing the root's inner tissue. He then attaches the end of a branch to the root, winding a rubber band tightly around the joint to hold it together, and using wax to keep the joint dry.
After we put our grafts together, then we bundle them up and we place them in sawdust in plastic bags, and then we let them set at a temperature of around 50, 55 degrees for sometimes upwards of a couple weeks. And what will happen is they will form what is known as a callus tissue around the cut. I guess you could liken it to, say, forming a scab over a wound.
Roughly 90% of McKentley's newly grafted trees will make it out to the fields to be planted in the springtime and ultimately to produce a new crop of apples. This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.